Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka-27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
siyabonga kakhulu ku-National AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakwaBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Really intimidating people threatening to burn them ezindlini zabo, ubajibela ezindlini. Nani nginje, yes, actually made a threat that I'm not going to reach the feast of May, and they are going to come out with me to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhlanje uvule ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekwaBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. UMnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo eZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucele lesandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele, umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansile yedolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabomabona kude abalichumilanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eNational AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatra Nyathi, umqondisi wenakhi kobulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo-2035. So sinikeza njalo iLicity Health ama-TVs amakhulu kakhulu. Kuze abantu ngabe layini lesibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela uze imikhuhlane eminengenengi. Sesilandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela, laba wabuya emuva-ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabancedisa ama-TV, abantu babehlezi bemelela ukuyelatshwa, bebona into eziningi, befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude, umqondisi wezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo, uDokotela Edward Spanda, ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu ku-National AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakwaBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impilakahle yomuntu wonke sigoqela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomiti yofuba lezempilakahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi kwe-key populations bayabukisa e-ZITF bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka uqale mhlaka-24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhlaka-28 Mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu-PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengatshiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Bednikho Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele ephalamende okwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwama-primary awezanu-PF. Okunenga sikuzweni ku-Albert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga weZANU-PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwama-primary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko okungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma le ndawo ka uSir John Deepo le mkhalipe yadatshulwa nguJoram ngatikiti ongukhansila khona ngathi is even intimidating people threatening to bend them ezindlini zabo ubatshisela ezindlini. Lami nginje yes, actually made the threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and they have got some witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngoba sesabela ukuthiselwa endlini.
Ya yeah, ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and i-docket number yangkhona ngilala. Yena nje is the councillor is telling people ukuthi khona na they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MP.
Ibandla leZANU-PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwama-primary ngesonto njalo labo abancithisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu lobanje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale lephalamende lesenethi. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi u-Alma Mkhwebo Loren Kibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana ukhetho lwesenethi eGwanda. Amapholisa axwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe kukanti umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olulokuthula. Ngingu-Albert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Yebo 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 mthwakazi omuhle, belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ukhasi le-VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 p.m. kusiya ku-5 p.m. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele.
Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho
amabandla ezombusazwe aseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama-primaries. Kodwa okuthiye ingcwethi zombusazwe loZulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo yikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelelezana uPF elithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla lezana uPF kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana la kubandla leMDCT kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu lelilodwa i50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sekunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezanu PF loba babengasi be team Lacoste be G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele G40 selithelwe ngamanzi, yikho ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi bazipositione ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezanu PF ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona. Umuntu ucabangela ikusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma-primary elections. Ibandla leli ele-National People's Front kakukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe linabantu abaningi ku-ground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lo mhlangano emaswingo lapho ade kulabantu khona kodwa ngumhlangano akade use-wall kasikaboni besenza amarali afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezibedam lakhe sakubona kusenzakala e-White City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapho kwenziwa khona imihlangano. Sisazone silokhu sicubungula siya phambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJune kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza amarali.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza nqoba?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama-tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni ze-Harare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhluphe esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla lezanu PF lebhilithane ikakhulu ibandla le-Conservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha uMgabe umbuso ngo-1980 kukhanya ubudlelwano sobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga e-Commonwealth.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington.
Umongameli Donald Trump usanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe e-Mar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yi-Southern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lo mkhokeli weJapan uMnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi beliswana lokulolongwa kwezikhali ze-nuclear lilizwe le-North Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo loMnumzana Kim Jong-un welizwe le-North Korea. uTrump unqome uAbe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana loKing Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lomkhokheli weNorth Korea. UTrump uthe kumele uKing Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezizinye izizalwane zeJapan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe leNorth Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali zenuclear njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe leNorth Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijezo zenoto nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali zenuclear. UTrump lo Abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilebezelwa lilizwe leJapan yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda eleJapan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili laba bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza leJapan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli izindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubikwe ngabenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe yayikusubanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku 126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe izintatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli izindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngocuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe, intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuboshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isikhucamfundo kwezokuthapha izindaba elokishini leNasty, uNkosikazi Buhle Dube, uthi loba nje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqinisa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokumumethwa yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhwele lembijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yangkhona yinto enhle sibili, hayi lokhu kuyabongeka, kodwa akukatshintshi ngendlela eziningi because lokhu esisale salomango omude wokuhamba. Okuqala, we're still the same government, angithi. Lokhu ngakwakhitshwa ama-policies abolana kudala, awe-piper, IPA, in, a-restrict some certain freedoms. So abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that is we're ama-policies lana abade under immediate so that we can have more press freedom.
Ekuzelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusaze umnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe selikhangelane lokhetho.
I think ukuthi it's a great opportunity for ama journalists and right now so we are slowly approaching ama elections, so we need open views for ukuthi abantu be vote from informed decisions. Singathi eZimbabwe there is few intimidation of ama journalists.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sukusela kusuka umongameli uRobert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko kupress eZimbabwe, abantu sebeyenelisa kunjani uba le-freedom of speech, ama-journalists asabona ama-journalists enjani ebotshwa, sebekwanisa ukukhuluma ukucriticisa i-government ebusakathese amnangakwa. So mbona sekule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhuluma esikufunayo, sibathuka nxa singayenzi kahle, sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kule crackdown even kuma-social media, so ever since mna ngakwengenile mbona kule nguquko eningi sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi loba nje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika, ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okwenqabela ukusebenza lula kobulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. iqula lamalungelo entatheli izindaba elimisa Zimbabwe lithi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembise ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatheli izindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile lokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imibono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars kusasa. Loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa uTenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makumbe, uBen Munsaka, Ozia Sibande kanye noThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMatinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena ebuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played yena ngokwakhe, we also have other youngsters within that probably would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikilana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela eleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseRufaro Stadium. Iqembu leHerentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicrude bazadibana nabeCapes United ngaseAscott. Iqembu leChickenin lizemukela eleYada ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leJapan Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Kariba ngaseMaclass. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana leleBulawayo City ngaseRufaro, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungu enkundleni yeGibo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4-Minute Mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamajumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu yemine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tag of War Championships, lawo ozaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday kuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lovusa umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa lamhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Izwi lakhe ngeke ulikhohlwe kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe, uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Woza, Woza Friday.
Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu esizwe.
Igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu elokuzalo, kodwa elomsebenzi nginguVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa koBulawayo empilo esibhedlela. Ngakhulela koBulawayo, ngafunda koBulawayo. Ngumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlabela leqembu lensingizi emnyama elaziwa ngengoma leyana ethi Sugar Daddy, khathesi sibizwa ngokuthi insingizi.
Uvusa Mkhaya kalitshiyanga iqembu lakhe lensingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Ngaphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, sikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya, lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu, kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Mina ngikhule emakhaya lena uManyanyatha.
Luhlelo lwakho mlalelo othandekayo, sixoxa lo Mkhaya osebhodi amazwe omhlaba atshiyeneyo njalo usesebenzile kwezomculo wathola nezicoco emazweni athize angaphetsheya kolwandle.
Leqembu lensingizi sesike savakatshela amazwe achiyeneyo eChina, sike safika across Europe naseAfrika. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isichoko seRadio France Music Award, njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units in North America. Shalom tata, shalom mayana, niyamkumbulo tembeya wami, iyakumbulo
sichengisa. Kona ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya, njengoba ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngaphi le ngoma zakhe.
Mina njengovusa umkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya, project ethi From Bulawayo to the World, lapho engisebenza khona lama artists akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephendu bekobulawayo. Unkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project lamanye ama artists, njalo imusic yami yatholakala ku-iTunes laku-Amazon lamanye ama online platforms. Ngingathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisearch Vusa Mkhaya and download it, lisi support ngoba sinekele ukuzenzela, akula muntu ozasenzela.
Mayakala mama himakaya ba kale impela izenda ziyagezana. Abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usizo lwenu balaleli, besigwetshiselo Vusa Mkhaya kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha impela viki enhle kini lonke. Ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda lo oflathelayo.
Mayakala mama emakaya ba kanela chinawo besiwoshiwe siyakhalizingane zethu sikhalela tinawo baba emajile wathisoya nini na siwoshiwe siyavuma besizama impilo imisebenzi beyingekho siyacela somandla sixolele mayakhala mama emakhaya ba khalela thinawo besiwoshiwe siyakhala izingane zethu sikhalela tinabo baba emajile wathiso uyanindina sitholele baba inhliziyo zethu tina sezihlala zibuhlungu ingane zethu bezihlala zikhala njalo baba zilambile
manyanyatha. Esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Chisa Sibanda, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla leZanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana, njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emzini yabo besaba ukuthiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, asidibaneni njalo ngo-half past six ekuseni ngesonto.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.